Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into our broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 1. We left off last time and just want to read this quickly. In chapter 11, the Lord Jesus Christ said unto his disciples, to the people there, the multitude at hand, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." He says, come unto me, the laboring and the heavy laden, come unto him, and he will give rest, because labor and burdens will cause one to be weary. Take my yoke upon you, not the yoke, that heavy yoke that you have, but take my yoke upon you, learn of him, learn of me, he says. He's meek and lowly in heart as he comes as Savior, and as he did come as Savior, and ye shall find rest unto your souls by learning of Jesus and learning of what he did when he came meek and lowly. He says, unlike the yoke that you bear, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It says here in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 1, at that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and the disciples were anhungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, "Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." But he said unto them, "Have ye not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him? How that he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests." And so here it is the Sabbath day. They're going through the cornfield. And, you know, I've just realized and understood that the time of corn being up enough to be able to eat it, it's summertime. It's summertime there in the latter part of the growing season for corn. So we would, in our part of the world, we would estimate that to be around, what, July? Something like that. Somewhere there in July. And Israel being in the northern hemisphere, we would expect it to be about the same there. And so they're going through this cornfield that's been planted. And they start picking these ears and no doubt getting the husk off and no doubt rolling around their hands to get the silks off. People are people, and the way we get silks off is the way that they got silks off. And they ate it raw, just right there on the cob. It wasn't dried. It was, you know, wet and moist enough. It was mature enough to eat. But it hadn't gone to feed or to grain yet. And so these Pharisees see Jesus and his disciples and how the disciples were hungry and did this with the corn. And the Pharisees saw it and they said unto Jesus, their leader, their master, their rabbi, your disciples are doing what's not lawful on the Sabbath day. They are disobeying the Sabbath day. And it's not lawful for them to do that. Make them stop. I mean, that's their thinking and idea. But he said unto them, have you not read what David, that is King David, did when he was an hungered, and they that were with him? See, there was a day that we read about in the Old Testament when Brother David was on the run, knowing that Saul intended to kill him because of the Lord's prophecy, the Lord declaring that David would be the king over Israel, a man after his own heart. Saul had lost the kingdom even before David's birth. It had been rended away from him, Samuel told him. Why? Because of disobedience. Saul's disobedience cost him the kingdom. And so David begins more and more and more to understand this. And Brother Jonathan, Saul's son, they made an agreement at about a feast day, and David did not go. Saul expecting him to be there at the feast day, there with the king and his entourage to eat together, because Saul was going to kill him. He tried to kill him before. And so his plan was to kill him. And so Jonathan said, well, I'll look to see what his answer is. I'll look to see what his intention is, and I'll bring you word. And so the word is that Saul is very, very wrathful towards David. And Jonathan understands that he wants to kill him. And so he brings word, and David flees. And there are those that flee with him, with David, faithful men to David. And so they have to leave in haste, that they didn't even have any armor. They had no weapons, and they didn't have any food. And so they come to this place. I can't remember the city right now, but they come to this place where the priest is, Abiathar, and his household and family. And the tabernacle is there. And so it could very well have been Shiloh. And so David goes there and said, do you have any food? And Abiathar answers him and says, we don't have any food. All we have is the showbread. And he said, well, he said, you know, we, myself and the men that are with me are not defiled in any way. And so let me eat it. So the Lord Jesus says, don't you hear what the scripture that you have written down, telling that account, the Lord giving no condemnation towards Brother David about eating the showbread because he was hungry. And the men that were with him were hungry. They were famished. I mean, they were hungry unto weakness. And so here the disciples, they're hungry too. And so what they're doing is they're picking the corn and just picking and eating what they need. And so the Lord says, don't you see that reference in the Old Testament scriptures, how that David and those that are with him, when he was on the run, he even entered into the house of God, the tabernacle, and did eat the showbread. David ate it, and those that were with him ate it, because they were hungry. They were terribly hungry, unto weakness. And he said it wasn't lawful. David's not a priest. David's not a Levite. It's not lawful for him to eat it. It wasn't lawful for those that were with him, because most likely they were of the tribe of Judah, or maybe Benjamin, or, you know, most likely Judah, maybe others. And it wasn't lawful for them to eat it. But there was a need, because there was hungry. There was no need for David and his men to starve and to go on with the weakness that they had, when there was that was there. Now, understand, David didn't make a habit of going down there to Shiloh or wherever the tabernacle was at that time, where Abiathar and his sons were keeping it and doing the service of the Lord and everything there. He didn't go down there just nonchalant to eat the showbread just, you know, every other week or whatever, just cause he could. No, but there was a need. And the Lord says, with my disciples, there's a need. They're hungry. And the Lord had given in the law that those that passed through fields were allowed to get what they needed for their sustenance. Now, the disciples, you know, I think we understand this, right? The disciples are not taking and shoving their bags full of it. They're not taking a, a burlap sack and picking ears and putting it in the burlap sack so they can sell it tomorrow on the next day of business. They're just eating what they need. Verse number 5, or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? What's he talking about there? They profane the Sabbath, the priests at the temple. The morning sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the sacrifices in particular to be offered on the Sabbath day. The different sacrifices maybe even that the people would bring to be offered for transgression and for just the different kinds of sacrifices that the people could offer, free will offerings, all the kind of things. He said the priest that offer the sacrifices and the things that they do, they order the wood, they keep the altar burning, they have to kill and catch the blood and dress the animals according to which particular sacrifice they're preparing for. They're doing a lot of thinking and they're doing a lot of physical labor in the service of the Lord, even on the Sabbath day. And the Lord says, don't you see that they're blameless? It's not the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, God, the Lord Jesus said, was made for man, not man for the Sabbath day. So it's made for us. One day in seven to come apart and worship, and granted here in the Lord Jesus' time and among the Jews and what the Lord had ordered from the creation to that point, was the last day, was the day of rest. And in the day of Israel, it became the day of a holy convocation, of meeting together to worship the Lord, laying aside of labors always from the beginning, doing no servile work. But if you needed to eat, then eat. But don't make food for tomorrow. Make the food, collect the food, gather the food, eat the food, you know, make provision. And here the Lord Jesus and his disciples are traveling. He said, look at what the priests do on the Sabbath day, but it's ordained of God. There's a need for the sacrifices to go on. And listen to what he says here. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Interesting. There's one greater than the service of the temple, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. His divinity, he being God, his headship, if you will, he being God. And so if he directs it or he allows it and he does not condemn it, no other man has any room to condemn it. They have a need and they're meeting the need. And evidently the situation was there was no ability to make provision beforehand, as it was with David and his situation. You know, my pastor used to say years ago, he said, it's one thing if your ox gets in the ditch. The Lord makes it very clear, get the ox out of the ditch. It's another thing to push the ox in the ditch on the Lord's day. And so here the Lord says, there's one here greater than the temple. Quickly. But if ye had known, verse 7, what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would have not condemned the guiltless. He says, they are guiltless. They are without guilt. You've condemned them, and you are wrong. He said, mercy. Mercy even over sacrifice is what I'm interested in. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. The day is made for the Lord. The day is made for man. Not man for the day to worship the day, but to worship the Lord. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. And farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.